Lesson 4, the phoneme changes related to pitch characteristics of the New York dialect. Now, of course, because there's no real pervasive pitch characteristic identifying the New York dialect, there wouldn't seem to be much to talk about in terms of pronunciation changes related to pitch. But, as is the case in my Cockney tape in this series, I find it rather convenient in this dialect to study the dropping of the medial and final R in conjunction with this slight tendency for the pitch to drop downward that we get in the New York speech. And, of course, we talked about that a minute ago in the last lesson. So, especially when the R drops are at the ends of multisyllabic words, we would usually experience a drop-off and have sweater instead of sweater or sweater. Now, what I'm going to do now is go through various positions of the R drops in combination with different vowels. The first one we're going to look at is the R drop in the final ER, as in sister, where the R becomes just uh, just that schwa staying there in place of the R. As before, I'll repeat it in the standard way. You repeat after me. I'll go to the New York speech. You go after me. Please don't forget the resonance and all of the things that we worked on the other side of the tape. Okay. Word list. A. Letter. Letter. Sweater. Sweater. Bumper. Bumper. Topper. Topper. Runner. Runner. Sentences B. Esther was a good talker, but she never wrote letters. Esther was a good talker, but she never wrote letters. Get that drop off, dropping the R, and retaining that low front resonance toward the jaw. C. The summer went further and faster than before. The summer went further and faster than before. Now, let's look at some of the changes where the R is preceded by different vowels. And let's look first at the ones where you have to substitute an extra little schwa sound, an uh sound, for the dropped R. So instead of air, it's going to be air with the a-uh. The extra sound there. Word list. Bear. Bear. Careful. Careful. Rarely. Rarely. There. There. Paired. Paired. Sentences. B. Pay your fare. Then tell the driver where to go. Pay your fare. Then tell the driver where to go. C. A teddy bear cares about its hair. A teddy bear cares about its hair. Don't forget the resonance. Okay, with the ear sound, again, we don't just drop the R, but we have ear, ear. Word list, A. Gear, gear, weird, weird, dear, dear, appear, appear, cheerful, cheerful. Sentences B. The earring fell clear of the nearby pool. The earring fell clear of the nearby pool. C. Be sincere, my dear, because it's a queer world. Be sincere, my dear, because it's a queer world. And another vowel combination, oor, where you again have to put that little schwa in, oor, oor. And we have word list. A. Endure, endure. Ensure, ensure, tour, tour, cure, cure. Sentences B. The poor broker tried to insure the second floor. The poor broker tried to insure the second floor. Of course, that last one is a different combination. That's or, which doesn't take the schwa. We'll look at that more closely next. C. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. The cure for polio makes Salk's name endure through time. Now, let's look at the or coming before the R. In this case, we're going to intensify that or a little bit because, if you remember, the or vowel automatically intensifies almost into a W as we looked at earlier with the resonance vowels. But we don't have to add the too hard a schwa. Okay? For, for. Core, core. Gory, gory. More, more. Now, note that one of those words, the gory, actually retained the R, and we'll look at why that happened a little bit more later when we see what happens when vowels come, when R's come in between two vowels. Sentences B, the spores were retrieved from the core of the ornament. The spores were retrieved from the core of the ornament. C, the Concorde roared into flight, pouring forth odorous exhaust. The Concorde roared into flight, pouring forth odorous exhaust. The final one of the vowel combinations with the R is the R sound, as in card, which changed to cod. Now here, we have a situation which we have to look at carefully, because remember before that the R vowel got very front, came very hard down front, and you got to make sure that you don't get a rounded sound. You don't want cod or harm. You want cod, hard, and you don't need a schwa sound here. So let's do the word list. A, card, cod, harm, harm, arbor, arbor, cartwheel, cartwheel. Sentences B. The two sergeants were college archery partners. Sensing down now, getting that resonance along with everything else that we're doing here. The two sergeants were college archery partners. And C, are all the palace guards qualified marksmen? Are all the palace guards qualified marksmen? Okay, now we can take a minute to look in more detail at the situation that happens when the R comes in between two vowels. What you've got to do here is to make sure that you've got a hard R and have that R carry over to the beginning of the syllable that comes after it rather than the syllable that comes before it. So if you're saying the word sorry, it's going to be sorry. It's almost the same as it is in the Cockney situation. Very is going to be very. Now this is even more important. When you have an R drop at the end of a word, or what would normally be an R drop at the end of the word, but the word is followed by a vowel sound and those two words are uttered closely together. In that case, you're definitely going to want to pronounce the R hard and glide it over to the next word. So, for example, in American, pair of. If the words were far apart in New York, pair of. If they're close together, pair of. Sore at. Sore at. Sore at. Two different ways, depending upon how much empty space or empty air there is in between the two words. Prepare it. Prepare it. Prepare it. Year after year. Year after year. Year after year. Now, the very last of the R changes that we're going to look at is extremely important in this dialect. You may have noticed that throughout the tape, I have not been doing the dialect characteristic of taking the medial R, such as in bird and worm, and making that diphthong oi out of it, boyd, woim, or thoidy, or thoisty. I've been saying bird, worm, thirty, thirsty. Now, I think you'll find that this oi sound is not as universally characteristic of New York speech as many people think it is. It's true that it is done in parts of Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, all over the city for that matter, due to intra-city migration. But a middle or upper-class New York dialect doesn't usually contain that sound. In fact, I would suggest that you try to avoid giving stereotypic New York impression. In order to avoid giving that impression, you probably would not include this sound in most of the roles that you were playing, and unless it was a really deeply ethnic lower-class role. Eddie Carboni in View from the Bridge, for example, would certainly say certainly instead of certainly. The decision is ultimately up to you and your director how much you're going to do this change. I'll give you practice in doing this sound both ways. For each of them, I'll do the oi sound, and then I'll do it in the less stereotypic way by doing a very hard pronunciation of the R in that central ER position, making sure that the resonance focuses low front in the mouth and is very dominant in that area, and that there's a lot of energy down toward the lip. You really want to roll your lip forward this time. Okay, let's try it all three ways. Word list, middle of the mouth, perfect, perfect, perfect. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty. Search, search, search. Curve, coive, curve. Sentences, B. The German hurdler was the scourge of the games. The German hurdler was the scourge of the games. The German hurdler was the scourge of the games. Search the whole world. You won't find a perfect curve. Search the whole world. You won't find a perfect curve. Search the whole world. You won't find a perfect curve. That's the end of the lesson on the phoneme changes integrating into the slight downward lilt of the New York dialect.